you as well.
Dom, can you talk about, I guess, the short week and how it works with preparation and then, I guess, also physically, how you guys deal with the short week?
Well, we're just trying to prioritize our time. We don't have much of it, so and we got to leave tomorrow, and you know, hopefully everyone's spending their time wisely, not playing video games and stuff like that. Trying to understand our plan and what we need to do, and it's a very tough place to play. We've always played this team very tough, so should be a fun night.
Tom, you always talk about how Bill says, you know, the season doesn't really start until Thanksgiving, and around this time of the year. Does it feel like things are about to really pick up here?
Well, I think we're I mean, I think we're at that point where, I mean, every game, you know, this game's bigger than the last one. And, you know, it was a good win for us the other night. But, you know, now we need to put together another one. And, you know, this team makes it tough on you. They do quite a few things defensively, and they really played us well last time. You know, certainly wasn't our best performance out there offensively. So we've got, you know, we got a big task.
What would you credit to the efficiency?
We're just executing. You know, I think we're doing a good job executing. Guys are doing their job. Guys are working hard at trying to understand what they need to do. And, you know, offensive football is about 11 guys being on the same page. So we're trying to get everyone on the same page. This is an important week for that. You know, if you're not, this team makes you pay. So they have a lot of different blitz schemes that are challenging, personnel groupings. They kind of throw everything at you. So we've got to really be on top of our execution.
The familiarity, the advantage that might give, I guess, on a short week of an AFC East opponent with not, I guess, not having complacency and keeping the urgency there.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can maybe get lulled into a sense of confidence that, oh, yeah, we know this team. You know, it's the Jets, but you got to prepare just as hard. You know, you may know the players and know some of the scheme stuff, but at the same time, you have to put as much as you can into it, you know, in the short amount of time that we have. So, you know, you just can't take anything for granted against this team. They'll have something new for us, and they always do. They always play us differently than, you know, the way that we thought they were going to play us, and that's the way it's going to be as well. So it's about, you know, using our time wisely, and then once you get in the game, seeing how it plays out and being able to adjust what they do.
Make it a little bit harder to prepare, though, with knowing Gronk won't be there and some of the offensive things you wanted to do against the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, you know, he's been a very productive player, so it's a, you know, other guys just have to step into that spot and do the job. That's what it comes down to. That's football, and every team deals with it, you know, at one point or another. And he's, you know, he's a tough guy to replace, but that's what we need to do.
Is it realistic, Tom, in your heart of hearts, to ask whoever it might be to step in and expect the same kind of production that you would get from Gronk?
Well, every player has, you know, some different strengths and so forth, and you try to play to those guys' strengths. So I don't think you go into, say, you know, there's only one Rob Gronkowski. I mean, there's only one of those in the league. So, you know, the guys that are going to be in there playing that role, you know, Vasante and Hooman and Daniel, they have to go in there and do the best they can do. And that's why they're on the team. That's why, you know, we have 53 guys on the roster, so everybody can contribute at one point or another.
You're confident that those guys will play within themselves instead of saying, well, I'll try to do more, and that will kind of hurt the team instead of just doing what they can do?
I mean, I think everyone's just going to go out there and try to always do the best that we can do. That's what we're – I'm trying to do that. Wes is trying to do that. I mean, everybody at every position is going to try to give it their best this week. That's what we all need to do. Not much. I've been a lot of Jets.
Do you know if he's in good spirits?
I haven't been thinking about his spirits or been thinking about the Jets.
I know the game is different from last year with the Super Bowl, but when you knew, you know, we didn't know the status of Gronk and if he will play, do you kind of have that same sense of feeling like, man, we don't know when he's going to come back or how quickly he can come back?
I just honestly, I've been thinking about the Jets. I haven't been thinking about, you know, when he's coming back. I mean, he's not playing this week, so you know, we got to go out there and win without him. And there's a lot of guys that are capable of making plays for us. And, you know, that's where my attention is focused on the guys that are going to try to help us win this game.
Tom, what impresses you about Antonio Cromartie?
He's everything you look for in a corner. He's big, fast, he's strong, he's got, you know, very good quickness for a guy his size. He makes you pay when you make a bad throw. So he's, you know, a great interceptor and return guy with the ball in his hands. So he's a great player. I've had it, you know, played against him a bunch. So
do you see their defense playing? They've gotten a little healthier, I think, maybe since that last time you played them. Do you see them between last and this past Sunday playing a little bit better, a little bit than they had earlier in the year?
Well, they played us, you know, in our game as well, you know, as any defense we faced all year. So, I mean, they limited us offensively in what we did. We didn't do much. So, I mean, they look like the same Jet defense to me, like they always have. They're very good, disruptive. They're physical. They're, you know, they're tough. They're smart. They play well together. So they're really they got a very good group.
Tom, was that because they showed you, like you said earlier, different things, or was it because execution on your end when you look back at film in October?
I mean, obviously we didn't execute very well. I mean, I think that's we had some opportunities that we just didn't really take advantage of. So, and they played really well. I mean, I think they you know, they always seem to play us well. There's been one game where we beat them up pretty good a few years ago, but other than that, they've all been tight games, and that's just the way it always is against the Jets.
They're on the fringe of the playoff race and basically feeling like they have to, if not run the table, come awfully close to running the table. Do you sort of relish the opportunity here, division opponent, rival, with a chance to maybe take them out?
I haven't thought about that much. I think that it's, you know, I think we just look at it from our standpoint and what we need to do, and this is a very important game for our season, so I'm not overly concerned with their season. You know, I think about what our season's all about and what we need to do, and this is a very good team that we always, you know, it's always very challenging to play them, especially on the road. You know, it's on a short week. There's a lot to prepare for, and you know, it's really test our mental toughness, see what we're all about.
Does the short week give us a little different feel? There's usually some sort of talking from Rex or someone down there to kind of hype this up a little bit. Does it feel a little different than a usual Pats Jets game?
It feels different than any game, you know, you really playing on this short of rest. It's, we're just trying to put as much as you can into it. I mean, in these 3 or 4 days, there's just no time for, you know, anything other than the Jets. So try to watch as much film as you can. And I think we're fortunate to have played them 3 weeks ago. So there's some recall from that previous game and from the preparation that we put in before that game. But, you know, it's definitely a challenge. It's definitely a different, you know, like I said, it challenges your mental toughness to see how much you can put into it and still be fresh for the game on Thursday night.
Is there a level of excitement playing on Thanksgiving Day?
I think there's excitement for every game we play. I've always been excited, and this will be fun. It's a fun game playing the Jets in the Meadowlands on a Thursday night. Is, you know, everyone should be pretty excited about that. So thanks, guys. Appreciate it.